Meat production in this country may go up in this next year, but not by much, less than 1%. And certainly it won't be in the beef arena. Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangi says for 2014...
We are looking now at beef production to be down about 6% from 2013, reflecting the, you know, the low cattle inventories and so forth.
The beef cattle herd continues to shrink. All of this expected to send cattle prices, though, up over 4.5% next year, while beef supplies drop. Now, normally, the U.S. would try to enhance the supply by importing more beef from places like Australia, but...
We're seeing tight supplies in the rest of the world. And among other things, we are seeing China being a major purchaser from Australia, and that would ordinarily be the source of a lot of our beef. So China is, at this point, buying what we otherwise probably would buy.
So consumers can expect to see less beef, higher beef prices next year, but at least cattle producers will be paying less for corn and other feed. Meanwhile, though, that could prompt U.S. pork producers to likely expand production next year, but there's a question mark as to the size of that expansion.
We are still looking at a nearly a 3% increase year to year. However, we did take our 2014 forecast down 375 million pounds. One of the things we're concerned about is this virus that's affecting the pork industry right now. We do think that's going to have some, that is in fact going to temper. At a minimum, it's going to temper the rate of increase that we see in 2014.
It's a virus new to this country. It causes diarrhea and dehydration, deadly to baby pigs. Meanwhile, if Bangi's forecast for pork production to increase 2.6% holds up, he says hog prices will likely decline by almost 6%. But again,
we are keeping a very, very close eye on the virus situation to make sure that we have these numbers on track.
Meanwhile, with the beef output falling, along with feed prices...
Clearly, the broiler folks are going to jump on this.
Oh, yes. Jerry Bangi says the broiler industry can ramp up production in a hurry. And next year, that's exactly what he says producers will do.
We're thinking in terms of 38.9 billion pounds of broilers in 2014. That's an increase of 3% compared to 2013. And simply stated, we're looking at lower feed costs, better returns, and we think that's reason enough to show an increase in our production forecast for 2014.
And of course, that will bring prices down. Bangi forecasting broilers to go for 93 cents a pound on average in 2014. Prices this year have been around 99 cents. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.